Okay, we're on the very third to last line. Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. Okay, again, Shmuel says that it's that what we're looking at is a sixth in either direction, either from the seller's perspective or the buyer's perspective, the money's perspective, the value of the item's perspective. All it sticks in any direction qualifies as a sixth and has a din onah. Okay. More than it, on both sides, that's where it's past the dinonah, which is what we call bitul mekach. And less than that is less than onah. So now we're going to go, okay, so Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel, one proof, like Shmuel's opinion, Brisa. Mishu hotol alav yadoy al halyon. Whoever was ripped off, who got the raw end of the deal, he's in the stronger position. Ketzad, how so? Macher lo shavehei. Bivav, if was sold to him was worth five, and he sold and was sold for six. Me and Isana, who's the one who was suffering over here? The buyer. Buyer overpaid. So Yad Lokech Al Yona. So the buyer is in a better position. What can he do? Either he can insist, you know what?
Give me the one.
Give me the extra dinar or whatever, the extra dollar that I overpaid. Oh, Tenli Masha Inisani, or you know what? Forget the whole deal. Either cancel the whole purchase, or give me my money back.
But okay. The fool, like he can't what? Overpay even a little bit.
Yes, exactly. Market. Not just to get it under the thing. Yeah, it's gone. No,
it's gone.
You got to give it full value. Full right. You have to give me it for five. That's it. Either you give it to me for either you give me all my money back or and I walk away, money. Or just the he has both options on the table that he can do. Macher lo shaveh sheish b'chamish. What if he sold six for five? So it was really worth six, and he sold it for five. So minisana, who was the one who was suffering here? The macher sold it for under its value.
Yeah, but it's not a 20.
But the seller's in the better position. Give me my item back. Uh-huh. I want it back. Deals off. Or give me the money back. So what do you see? Very clear that the shtos, the sixth, is in either direction, even though the value in the if you look at the value of the item when it's worth six and you're selling it for five, that's more than a sixth. Wait.
Less.
If it's worth six.
20% is 1.2, right? So that's a six.
No, but it's worth six. And he sold it for five.
One five, six is six. One, but
right, but
but that's pink, I know. It's
no, but 1 second. So when it was worth five. Before it was worth five, and it was sold for six.
It's more than it's more than
20%.
It's 20%. That's what I'm saying. It's more than a six. It's so a fifth.
So the point being is in either direction. Over there.
No, but from down to up, it's the fifth exactly. Is 1.2.
Yeah. So you it's see from the ratio exactly that in either direction, right? The down to up. Okay. So the second one is a real six. The first one is more than a six.
Correct.
Right. Correct.
And we're still saying that in either case, it's a regular or not. You have the option of either choice. Correct. Either you cancel the sale or give me the money for that difference that of what it's worth to what you sold it to me for. So that which is a right to Shmuel. That's all. Now brings us to the new Shaila. Okay, so next question. Shaila is like this. Pachos mishtus rabbanan. What happens when it's under the threshold of the sixth? According to the rabbis. Okay, not Rabbi Tarfon here, Rabbi according to the rabbis. Le'alta avim mechila, is the mechila instantaneous? And basically, so like, the value is, let's say, worth eight, and you sold it for nine. Okay, so that's under six. Mm-hmm. Is it a done deal immediately? And it's a sale, sold? Or it's still only forfeited after the window by the till he found, meaning he's still entitled to the window to verify the price and make sure that he didn't overpay. Now, with him, Tim Tzolomer, let's assume. Birteshir le tagra le krovo. So, my ikab min shtos le poxim shtos. So, then where's the difference between the sixth and the less than the sixth? In both cases, he has a window where he can come back. Ika, The difference will be this. The Yilush Tosif, it's a six. Yad Aloyoni has both options. Ratzacha is there, Ratzacha. He could undo the whole sale, or he could go forward with the purchase, or matter and any returns. Oh, no. Feel possible, but if it's less than a six, Kana, the Kenyan cannot be reversed. Or matter and no, but you can get your money back. So if you paid nine for eight, with the value of eight is, you can say, I want my money, that money, just the what I extra paid, what I overpaid. That you would be allowed to get, but you cannot cancel the sale. That option is only given to the sixth line. If it's less than a sixth, you still have the window to get the money. Yeah. My, what's the deal? So that's our suffix, you understand? The question is, when you're off at all, do you at least still have that window, or is it immediate? That's the question. So my, Toshmach, I'm never proof. So the Tadri Lot said, you know what, let's go back to the Chachamim's position. We don't like the gain that we got from Rabbi Tarfon is not worth it. The fact that we have a larger window, a larger amount with a larger window is not worth it for us. Now, the question is, we were thinking, I mean, logic would dictate, actually, that Rabbi Tarfon's under a third is kipach mishtus rabbanon. It's like under a sixth of the rabbis. Okay, Dami, you'd assume it's exactly the same thing. And therefore, if you say that the rabbis under a sixth is still only with that short window, but he's still able to retrade to get his money back in that window to get to the accurate price, even if it's under a sixth. So then, Ula Rabbi Tarfon, Kol Yom, and Rabbi Tarfon, he has all day to do that. So, Mishamach, Yichashua, it makes sense why the rabbis, why the Tagri Lord were not happy with Rabbi Tarfon's version. They rather have a smaller window, even though the numbers are smaller. Eliamrit, Pachas Mishtus, or Abunan, La Altar, Avim, Mechila, if, think about it, if less than a six, according to the rabbis, is immediately of forgiveness, so it's instantaneous. So then the logic would dictate to the Rabbi Tarfon, Nami La'alta Rav Mechila, under a third, is in its in instantaneous forgiveness. So then my chosur with the Rabbi Tarfon, Micha, wouldn't Rabbi Tarfon be much better? Because as long as they make sure to keep the price under a third off the value, the deal's over instantaneously. Forget about anything. Right? So it doesn't make any sense that there is no window, because if there is no window, so then there's no reason why the Tagri Lud, why the merchants of Lud wouldn't go back to stick with Rabbi Tarfon's version, because as long as they're under a third, everything's good to go. They just have to be careful to keep it within their range. You know, not be chazer, in terms of how much money they're making off the guy.
Yeah, but did any of the comments or commentary talk about what's the baseline? Is it by city? Is it by country? Is it by type of store?
No.
Because, you know, you could...
There's a lot of things that can play right. So, like we said yesterday, Tiffany's is a fancy store and there's a higher expectation. But it could be...
Zaddix versus the neighborhood jewelers.
Right. Oh, you're right. A thing of popcorn in the movies is a lot more expensive than a thing of popcorn in, you know... in the store, in the supermarket, whatever. There's a lot of things like location, whatever, a drink.
Service for the item, if it's not
consumed. Right, exactly. So I imagine that what we're saying here is that there's each industry and place
somebody has an idea of the market. Oh, you got it for that? You could have got it for that less over there.
It's a like thing, you know what I'm saying? Like circumstances. Yes, it's true, you could get it. You know, again, the truth is, it's a great equalizer now. Now, once things are online and it's so convenient and easy to get something online, so why should I, you know... Well, what's the difference exactly?
Even online, you see great disparities in prices.
Exactly. So that would be a perfect example of a guy's being right. I mean, people have the whole parnassus. They just buy online. They sell it to you for X price, and then right afterwards, they buy it for X minus price and sell it to you and give it to you.
Technically, if you're strict reading this, they're committing fraud. Price fraud.
Well, no, it's within a sixth. It depends where the number is.
A lot of times the profit margins are a lot more than a sixth.
It depends on the profit margin. That's what it would depend on. Anyway, but the bottom line is, we're still saying maybe there's this window or not. That's the question.
But they're buying it from a retailer online and selling it to another end user You know, so, and a lot of times the price is more than 1/6.
That would be, like I said, that would be problematic. I don't know what the difference is. Right. somebody was explaining to me, it's like, if it bothers you, like, why would somebody buy a straw, a box of straws online for more than he could pick it up in Walmart? Like, it doesn't make sense. Why would he do that? Mm-hmm. He says, well, then you shouldn't be in Amazon sales, because it's just the way it is. There's a convenience. You shouldn't, I mean, you got to get out of this industry, because you don't because it doesn't make sense. In other words, hey, for whatever convenience, it is.
Easier for someone to buy in one quick.
They just like to do that, whatever. So there's a, right, there's an online value that's even.
Why can't I shut my car, go to the store?
Right, exactly, even though it's more money.
My time's worth something, my
gas. Yeah, right, but you're
getting an accident.
Plus,
right.
They delivered your house. You're not
right, exactly. Walmart also does that. Delivers your house. Everything the same. Whatever. The point being is that you can't think like that, because bottom line is there's people pay that amount online. Whatever. I don't know. Anyway. So the bottom line is, it's seemingly l'chora, there's a raya over here that there this. Even if you're under the threshold, there's still a window to protect you. The only difference is that it doesn't allow you to undo the sale. It only allows you to go forward with the sale and get your money to get to the value. That's what we're assuming. Because otherwise, why wouldn't they prefer, if it's an immediate forgiveness on anything under the threshold, then automatically Rebbe Tavern's system is way better. Because the window is only for when you're at the third mark. But when you're under the third mark, it's an instantaneous thing. That's l'chora what's going on. So the Gemara says, Demai, because it says of Nichol Utei, it would be much better to go with Rebbe Tarfon. Demai the Rabbanon Kamashu Luhana, what the rabbis consider on the Rebbe Tarfon Avim Mechil, that's forgiveness. That's what Rebbe Tarfon considers forgiveness. So the Gemara says, you got the facts wrong. Me Sabris Pavus Mishlish Rebbe Tarfon Kipavus Mishlos the Rabbanon. You made a major dummy. You made a major assumption that Rebbe Tarfon's under a third is identical to the rabbis under a sixth. No, mishtos ve'ad shalish, the Rebbe Tarfon, kishtos atzma l'rabbanan. From a sixth to a third in Rebbe Tarfon is identical to a sixth itself of the rabbis. Meaning, it's a range. From a sixth all the way to a third is the point of where the guy has both options. Just like the sixth, the rabbis say, the guy has, it's not an automatic negation of the sale, it's an option. You can go back and you can come back and say, look, I saw this that I overpaid by X amount of money. I want the sale to go through, but I want my money back. I want to cancel the sale. Both of those is true up to a third. Okay? The bitul mekach is only past the third. That's what Rebbe Tarfon changed. Yaakov, that's true, but my samcha meyakara. So you'd say, well, if that's true, then what were they happy with at all from Rebbe Tarfon? Okay? Tipshe de bitul mekach l'rabbanu l'olam chozer. That would mean that the only thing that would make sense is that maybe the window of bitul mekach, once you're over a sixth, then you don't have that tiny little window of till you could show it to an expert, but you have even forever. Once, if you overpaid by more than a sixth, that you have forever to go back for. It's like, you mommy stripped me off and I could complain 10 months later. So otherwise it wouldn't make sense. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, the Kibbutz, right? So speaking, it speaks out. Tifshut, the only way to make sense out of this is the Bitul Mekach, when you're past the sixth line for the rabbis, the Rabbanon, according to the rabbis, the Olam Choser, you can always change your mind. You can always come back, even after this window. The Kivin to Amr Luhu Rebbe Tarfon Avyana. Once the Rebbe Tarfon says that, no, that's still the Ona level, not the beyond Ona level that negates the sale. Samchu, they're happy. Ki Amr Luhu Kalayom, when they said all day, Chazru, they retracted. Now, why is that? Even though the other one's forever, and this is only for one day. If the bitul mekach is also in that tiny little frame of a window, the amount of time it takes to show a professional or his relative, why would they even be happy at all with Rebbe Tarfon's position? So it doesn't make sense. So the Gemara answer is not necessarily true. There is something. There is a value. Samchu b'shtos atzma. The sixth itself, which is that line that they're the sweet spot of being off by a sixth, that is weird. To Reb Tarfa mechila. Reb Tarfa, it's a mechila. And Ula Rabbanan ona. In other words, Rabbi Tarfon says when it's above a sixth, up until a third, yeah, that's the ona. But sixth alone, that's the same as below a sixth, then it's mechila. And that's where it is. And that's their sweet spot of how much money to make. Okay? Now, Ibailu. Okay, so that brings us to the new Shaila. Ibailu, Shaila is this. Bitul mekach l'rabanan. That's what we mentioned previously. Bitul mekach. When the sale's way off, more than a sixth, according to the rabbis, the olam choser is, can you change your mind forever? Oh, dilma b'chdesh yir l'tagar l'krovo. That's the suffix. Now, v'imtim zom b'chdesh yir l'tagar l'krovo, if that's the window, ma'ika ben shtus li esroshtus, then where's there a difference between a sixth and more than a sixth? Ika, there'll be something. The ilushtos by the sixth, mishen is ana choser. Only the one who was ripped off can change his mind. When it's more than a sixth, shneim chozrin. Both sides have a right to reach to cancel the deal. That's the difference. So that's the suffix that we have now. What's the status of beyond a sixth? When it's worse than a sixth, is it a permanent ability to undo the sale, or still with that same small window? So my tashma, the Tagrilud reverted to the rabbi's opinion, the chacham's opinion. If you can assume that the bitul mekach that the rabbis talk about is only that small window, the chadesh yir the tagar the kravel, the Reb Tarfon gol yom, and Reb Tarfon extends it to the entire day. That's why you want that tiny window. Ella, I am with bitul mekach l'rabbanan l'olam choser. But if bitul mekach is forever, amai chosru. Why would the Tagri Lud want the Chacham's opinion better than Rabbi Tarfon's bid? Rabbi Tarfon nicha l'utvei to come mashvil hu ona kalayom. Bottom line is, it's all considered the ona level, not the bitul mekach level. And it's for the entire day. Vesulo, after the day's over, there's no more. But the but basically anything over a sixth, according to the rabbis, you have forever to reverse. Rabbi Tarfon keeps anything over a sixth limited to that one day. So Gemara says, Vesulo. So Gemara says, here's the reason. Bitul mekach lo shliach. Selling it at such a rip-off, more than a six, it's hard to come by. You can't get such a patsy every day. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this thing shut down. I don't know why. Okay. I forgot to put a Mac on. That's what it was. Okay. You're not going to be able to find somebody. You've got a sixth. You can easily find somebody who will overpay by a little. Okay. So Amrav Hilchis Apachis Mishtos Nichne Mekach. So that's the bottom line. Therefore, the bottom line is I'm only selling it at a six. So a small window is way better for me at a six. That's typically what I'm going to be able to pull off, and therefore I'd rather have it at a small window than potentially have more than that, which is rare to be able to sell it for way more. And the whole day, which is the majority time, that's when the guy's going to come and retrade is in the same day. If he's not coming today, he's not coming tomorrow either. But if you give him all day to come, he'll come. Okay, so that's the difference. All right, so Amar Rava, bottom line. Now we're getting to the actual bottom line. Hilchus of the law is, Pachs Mishtos, less than a sixth. Nikne Mekach, the sale is done. Okay? Basically, purchase is finalized. Okay, no retrading, no window. Okay, Yosar Shtosu, if it's more than a sixth, Bitul Mekach, that negates the sale. Okay, it's undoes the entire sale from both sides. Okay, Shtos at the sixth mark, Kana, the purchase is done. Umachzer Ona, and he gives back. And it gives back though. No, the zebizeh, and we pass him like the Chacham b'chdesh yir l'tagar, meaning the zebizeh, the Bitul Mekach. And the ona level of a sixth is only b'chdesh yir l'tagar or l'krova for that small window and not beyond that. Okay. Tanya went to the bank. Tanya comes to the Rava. Oh, not Pachas Mishtos. Nikna Mekach. Done. Yes, or Shtos? Batal Mekach. Negated. Shtos, Kana, or Machzer, or Na. It's acquired, but he returns the Ona. Divrei Rabbi Nasan. That's the Shitas Rabbi Nasan, which is exactly what we're saying. Rava says Allah is. And Rabbi Yudah Nasi Omer Yad Mocher Alo Yon. No, to put the seller in the better position. How so? Roitza Omer Loi. The seller can say, Tainli Michi. Give me the item back. You know, you don't want to buy it. Fine, I'll take it back. Otainli mashini sunny, or give me what you bought it for. You know, the difference that you underpaid. The tagar or the krovo. Basically, what he's saying is that if the seller was in the what was the one who was undersold it basically. And also, if the buyer was undersold, that's who's in the better position. And they basically can, they're the one can give both options, either to undo the sale, or they can choose to go forward with the sale and get the difference back. Anyway, that's where we'll stop. We'll take it from here tomorrow.